We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right now, joining us is the mayor of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Brenda. Good to be with you this morning.
Thank you so much, Mayor, for taking the time on this holiday weekend to join us. And just curious, how do you and your family intend to spend the weekend, and what have you been doing thus far?
Well, Memorial Day is certainly a time to reflect and respect on those brave men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, serving our country in the U.S. military. This weekend, we're going to not drop our guard. We're going to keep our masks up in the Brown household. We will probably get together with fewer people than we usually do. And observe physical distancing. Be careful. There are some older members of the family. So if we get together, it will be no more than 5 to 7 people, and we will be observing the guidelines that the CDC has put out. Usually in our household, Memorial Day weekend, which certainly is a solemn observance, we do have a barbecue outside. Family members get together. We do enjoy each other's company during that weekend. This weekend and the new normal, it will be a lot different than that, unfortunately.
Mayor, I know yesterday you unveiled a new social media campaign called Ask Why I Wear a Mask. And I understand the goal is to emphasize the importance of wearing masks to prevent community spread. What motivated you to do a social media campaign?
We wanted to remind people that as the weather is getting warmer, beautiful days coming, people have been at home. People have been probably frustrated, like many of us have been, being at home so frequently. People want to get out. They want to enjoy the weather. They want to enjoy the sunshine. Again, we want to remind people, don't drop your guard. Keep your mask up. We have to follow the guidelines to stay safe. We've opened Western New York, Buffalo, in phase one. We want to move through phase two, three, four, quickly in reopening our community. The only way we can do that is by continuing to follow the CDC guidelines. And while a lot of people are wearing masks, there are a lot of people that are not wearing masks. And I'm fearful that with the warm weather, the beautiful days, the sunshine, there will be more people that will be tempted to do that. So we want to give members of the community the ability to send us pictures of themselves wearing a mask and answering the question, ask why I wear a mask. It'll be a contest. Great pictures, great short quotes from people, why they're wearing their mask. We'll put on our social media and show people why it's so important to wear a mask, coming from individual members of our community.
Great idea, Mayor Brown. I like that. And I've always been told I look better with the mask on. So that's one of the reasons I wear the mask. Mayor Brown, you also announced Reopen Buffalo, a website for small businesses.
Yes, it's a website for small businesses in the city of Buffalo. It will provide a map and a directory of businesses that register with us, where those businesses are, what services they provide, what their hours of operation are. It'll be an easy resource that the community can go to see all of the businesses that are reopened in the city of Buffalo, what the services are, what the hours are, what the products are. If there are any changes in how the business operates, they can let us know that as well. It will provide the reopen toolkit through the state's website. So we'll provide all the information that businesses need in one easy-to-use site on the city's webpage. It's buffalony.gov. That's the city's website. And there'll be a page for Reopen Buffalo on the city's website at buffalony.gov. We want to get a real quick start on reopening. We want to jumpstart reopening the city of Buffalo. And Reopen Buffalo is designed to do that, to really help our businesses get open quickly, and get open successfully.
Mayor, you stated that it's inherently difficult to run a small business, and certainly under these extraordinary times, even more so. What do you hear from business owners in the city? Is it concern about health and safety for both their staff and customers, or is it more economic distress? What kind of feedback have you gotten from business owners in the city?
Brenda, it's all of that. It's economic distress. Certainly businesses have been hurt now. Their sales are down. Their operations have been curtailed. Some have not been able to operate at all. So there is a real economic hit that businesses in the city of Buffalo and Erie County and Western New York have taken. Their concern about the rules, the guidelines for reopening. They need information. Businesses have been calling us, asking for information. This webpage, Reopen Buffalo, will connect business owners to a slew of resources, including business health and safety guidelines, bid opportunities, minority and women-owned business services, New York Forward information, that is the State of New York Reopening Guide, and a guide on how to start a small business in the city of Buffalo, because out of this crisis, there can also be opportunity for existing small businesses and people that want to start a small business. This sums up what Reopen Buffalo is trying to do, and we really want to speak to all of the concerns, all of the needs that we have heard from businesses in the city of Buffalo while our state has been on pause.
Mayor, there's something as simple as calling 311. Is that correct? That will help add one's business to the registry. It'll link to the webpage. How does the 311 work?
311 is the city's call and resolution center. We have great operators that have been working remotely from home. They work from 8:30 to 4:30 every single day, Monday through Friday. And when people call with questions, with concerns, when they want to report non-emergency information, those operators are trained and have resource guides to point people in the right direction. And certainly they will be able to do that with our Reopen Buffalo webpage for small businesses in the city of Buffalo. So it's kind of a one-stop shop that we try to give to our residents, our callers, through that 311 service. And I can't say enough about the great job that our call center operators have been doing. They've been working remotely now for about 84 days from home, ramped up in less than 72 hours to be able to do that, and they provided a great service to the city of Buffalo.
Mayor Brown, to the people of the city of Buffalo, how do you think they have responded so far to the COVID-19 crisis? And if there's one thing you could ask them to either be better about or more conscious of, what would that be?
People in the city of Buffalo have responded very well. They've worked together. They've helped each other. We've seen businesses making donations. We've seen individuals volunteering, making donations. We've seen our clergy doing all kinds of extraordinary things to help keep people safe. We've seen unions working hard to provide donations, to provide food, other services in the community. We've seen corporations, even though they have been hard hit, going above and beyond. Definitely this time has proven why Buffalo is known as the city of good neighbors nationally and internationally. I just want our residents not to let their guards down. We have to continue to follow the CDC guidelines. We don't want another major spike of coronavirus in the city of Buffalo, in Western New York. We do not want to see our economy, our community close down again. And the way that we can protect ourselves and protect each other is to wear masks when we're out, to practice 6 feet of physical distancing from others, and to really avoid mass gatherings. We have to continue to follow those CDC guidelines.
Mayor, what would you say, and I don't see this as much locally, but it seems like after the first month of this, we saw this virus getting very political. What's your comment on how this has been politicized in the last month?
That's a terrible thing. It shouldn't happen. We're all in this together. The virus is affecting every single American. We should understand that. Some that are low income, that have pre-existing conditions, have been even more hard hit than others. But everyone can fall victim to coronavirus. It is a very dangerous virus. The scientists, the doctors, the medical experts still don't know everything there is to know about it. This is not a political issue. This is a global health pandemic affecting every place on the globe, and we shouldn't look at this politically at all. We should listen to the science. We should listen to medical experts, and we should follow those scientific and medical experts to get through this, and to get through this with the least loss of life possible.
Mayor, you mentioned about vulnerable populations, and certainly nursing homes are probably among the most vulnerable, with the congregant groups of people who are older and more at risk. Any comment on the controversy between Governor Cuomo and the president about, you know, sort of passing the buck about who's responsible for the nursing home high number of deaths in New York State? What's your view on that?
You know, I don't even want to get into, you know, that kind of debate, that kind of controversy. The folks in nursing homes in Buffalo, in Erie County, in Western New York, in New York State, they are our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunts, our uncles, our fathers, our grandfathers. They need to be taken care of. They need to be protected. And that's what that's where the focus should be, taking care of these vulnerable members of our community that are someone's loved one, that have made significant contributions in so many different ways that are known to their communities and to our country. It should be all about protecting people in nursing homes, and not debating who dropped the ball and who was wrong, who made mistakes. Now is not the time for that. Now is the time for us all to pull together and to look out for each other and to protect each other.
Mayor, question about the Buffalo police and firefighters. I had heard a report that there are a few members of both the firefighters and police who have contracted the disease and have recovered. And I'm wondering how you think that the first responders, law enforcement, fire, EMTs, and so forth, have coped in this situation. How would you assess what they've done thus far within the city confines?
Police need people need to understand that police officers and firefighters have extremely difficult and dangerous jobs in normal times. This is an extraordinary time. This is a time with a global health emergency, and I think our police officers and firefighters have done a very, very good job in very trying circumstances. We've had a lot of police officers, a lot of firefighters test positive for coronavirus. We've had a large number that have been exposed, self-quarantined to protect others. Those who tested positive, for the most part, have recovered from the virus and gone back to work. That in itself is amazing. To contract a deadly virus, recover from it, and go right back to work on the front lines. That's what our police officers and firefighters are doing right now. I think we are down to one or two police officers or firefighters that still have coronavirus and are out with coronavirus. That is a real blessing to those individuals, their families, and our entire community, because we need those men and women working. We need them working in normal times, and we certainly need them working in these extraordinary times.
Mayor, now I looked at the phases, and in phase one, City Hall is still closed. Are there any services that you can get on an appointment basis, and in what phase will City Hall reopen?
City Hall is still closed right now. We are doing major preparations to reopen. But while City Hall does remain physically closed, all of our employees are working. If people need assistance from any of our city departments, they can contact those departments. They will still help them. The contact information, again, is on the city's website, buffalony.gov. Our call center operators working remotely, our employment counselors working remotely, essential workers out in the field working every day, police, fire, sanitation, water, sewer, our permits and inspections department working remotely, coming in and out, working flexibly so that we can be prepared for the reopening. We have an electronic permit review process where people can submit their permits remotely. That process has worked extremely well. Right now, even though physically the building is closed, people can still get all of the services they need from city government, and our employees have done a very good job with that. We're hoping that our reopening could be moved up to phase two. We'll see. I know that Governor Cuomo and the State Health Department, the State Department of Labor, other departments are providing the governor and his management team updates around the clock on health, safety matters, reopening information. That is being process by the governor and his management team, and I know his goal is to open the state as quickly as possible, but as safely as possible.
Mayor, I've got to ask you, I mean, things have been just wonderful in the city with the renaissance of the city and all the development and all the businesses opening and just a thriving atmosphere. And then everything comes to a screeching halt with this pandemic. How does this affect your budget and what should people expect in terms of any sort of tax increase, if any, or other services being cut perhaps?
There has been a major hit to the city's budget. The city is losing millions and millions of dollars. There's no question about it. There is going to be a multi-million dollar deficit in the current fiscal year. We're expecting a significant multi-million dollar deficit in the next fiscal year. The budget that I presented to the city council May 1st is a recovery plan for the city of Buffalo. And I did some things that I think are creative, entrepreneurial, made some very difficult decisions. But what we did in this budget is we didn't cut employees. We certainly didn't cut any essential services. We cut the tax rate in the city of Buffalo so that most business owners, most of our homeowners will see their tax bill stay the same or go down. We didn't cut any services in the city of Buffalo. We want to be prepared to not only reopen, not only resume where we were before, but we want to reignite the renaissance that we were seeing in the city of Buffalo. If coronavirus didn't hit, we were poised to end this fiscal year with a $5 million surplus, and that is one of the reasons that I placed an item in the city budget for $65 million of federal disaster relief. It is my belief, and I've said this since the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, that the federal government needs to provide municipalities, cities, counties, states, school districts with direct, flexible financial relief, or our country will go into a depression. It won't be a recession. It will be a deep depression. We have almost 40 million Americans that are out of work right now. And one way to jumpstart the American economy is to provide direct federal financial relief to municipalities all across this country. And again, this is a bipartisan issue. There should be no politics here. This is something that Republican officials, as well as Democrat officials and independent officials, are calling for in cities, counties, towns, villages, states, all across America.
And Mayor, one final question. I'd like to end on a light note. Who you got this afternoon, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, or Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady?
All great at what they do. I'm going with Tiger and Peyton.
That is who I'm going with as well. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. You have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe and Brenda. Thank you very much for having me on. God bless you. God bless Buffalo. God bless our great nation.
Looking forward to talking to you soon. That is Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and we thank him for going way over the time we had allotted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.